Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The dreadful sound of a fading car battery on a freezing day is something that many people have been hearing during this recent cold spell. But most mechanics say there are steps you can take to prevent problems. Jim O'Brien, the owner of Center Automotive in Needham, is among them. He says he's been busy in this record frigid weather.
Well, we've been in business 37 years. This is one of the longest stretches we've seen with this type of weather. And it's really starting to take its toll on more cars than normal.
So what does that mean, taking its toll? What's happening?
There's a lot of no-starts, a lot of dead batteries, a lot of flat tires because of the cold. So it's a combination of a lot of things.
So if people are having trouble getting their cars started, what do you suggest that they do to try to prevent that from happening? Or if they can't get it started, do you jump it? What do you do?
If you have jumper cables and you know how to do it safely, then go ahead by all means and do it. If you're very hesitant on doing it and you're not quite sure what to do, leave it to somebody who knows what they're doing, because you can create bigger problems or you can explode the battery, so that could get pretty ugly pretty quick.
And what about preventing that? Is there a way to prevent your car from not starting in this cold?
Well, the biggest thing is you should have normal routine maintenance. If you have a repair facility that you faithfully go to, ask them to do a preventative maintenance check on your vehicle for the winter. They'll check your antifreeze, they'll check the air in the tires, they'll check the battery and the charging system, making sure everything is performing properly for the winter.
Are there devices or tools that people should think about to try to make it easier for their cars to start in this bitter cold? You know, anything to put in the fuel or anything like that?
A lot of people have called and they've asked about engine block heaters. You know, you're panicking. You're right at the moment. This isn't going to last. This is only going to be temporary. Maybe another few more days, maybe a week at the most. Be patient. I mean, if you can start and run your car in this cold weather, maybe once a day or every other day, it'll help a little bit. But don't. I wouldn't go start getting cuckoo and buying all kinds of toys to. Because it'll just be a waste of money in the end for you.
But here's a question that a lot of people have. Should you start the car early before you drive it? And if so, for how long should it be running before you start driving it?
It's more comfort than anything. I mean, if you can give the car a good 5 minutes, the oil's warm up and the fluids are flowing nicely, then you should be good to go. Key factor, too, is if you start and you run your car, don't leave it completely unattended. Don't go in the house and finish watching the news or finish the paper, your coffee, without keeping an eye on the vehicle. Because if something malfunctions in the vehicle, and you're going to have even more problems.
So what would you say is the biggest mistake that drivers make with their cars when it's this cold?
Lack of maintenance. I mean, we have customers' cars. They say, I maintain it. I said, yeah, but you do that only when it's towed in. Then you have it maintained. You should do it before it needs to be towed in.
Well, Jim O'Brien, owner of Center Automotive in Needham, thanks very much for being with us, and stay warm.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.